Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
Okay, it is Dom time. Let's go to the Montgomery County Prison, where we have elected official, the Minority Commissioner of Montgomery County, Tom DiBello, staked out. Hey, Tom, thanks for being at the prison today. What's going on?
Hey, Dom, thanks for having me on. And I'm not in prison because I did anything wrong, but I'm here because the county, through its voter services initiative, was originally bringing the ice cream truck voter van here. And I guess because of some of the questions and pushback, the van's not here, didn't show up, but we did, the voter services are here. They're going into the prison, which after I'm going to follow in a few minutes. Unfortunately, I can't do this while I'm in there, but they've already got 20 plus applications that were filled out by prisoners and that were working with the prison guards at that. Those applications are being processed or were processed. Now they're bringing mail and ballots back into the prison for the prisoners to fill out those mail and ballots and submit them for to be counted on election day. I did push back, and we are only supposedly only the prisoners or the people that are being held right now are those that are either not charged with and sentenced to a felony or those that are waiting their trial. Because legally they can't cast ballots, but that's what's going on. And it's, to me, it's, we're all over Montgomery County we're pushing this, hard for certain populations or certain groups of people that are specific to a certain party to try to muster and get as many votes as possible. I'm not sure of the county ever coming into the prison population to try to harvest ballots.
Yeah, Tom,
that would be
that would be interesting to ask. I mean, I'm sure at the prison, if they want to vote, there must be a mechanism that was set up in the past, right?
I'm not aware of one.
Okay.
That's what I'm going to try to find out even more, is that what was done in the past or how prisoners or people being held, if they fell into the category where they were legally allowed to vote, how did it happen in the past? But I doubt that we've sent a whole team. There's probably six or seven people here from the county, to get these ballots.
Now, wait a minute, Tom. So now Linda Kearns said they think there were two that were eligible. You say 20 plus they're going with. Even that, we need, with taxpayer money, six or seven people to engage in potentially around 20 ballots or so?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I was told. I was told there was actually more that applications that were processed, but they were applications for people that didn't live in the state or they weren't registered to vote or whatever it may be. But there's a little, I think it's a little over 2,000 ballots that they brought back.
So we need all those people in Montgomery County. You know, people are concerned, as you know, and you fight for every day with taxes and things of that nature. They might be better served to be doing something else, like, oh, I don't know, simonizing the Mr. Softy truck or something.
Well, this county has spent a lot of money with this election, and look, I'm not against people who have a legal right to vote, but this showcasing that's going on and press releases and articles, you know, all this, I mean, it's costing taxpayers, which I didn't support any of this, costing taxpayers a lot of money. We've opened up four more satellite offices. We've added more drop boxes. And guess what? I looked at the numbers yesterday. Nothing's changed statistically as far as what we were anticipating, number of ballots requested and returned through satellite office and drop boxes. Nothing has actually changed from the expected percentages. So all this extra money and all this has just been off the charts. I don't support it. I think that we had 426 polling locations before. Oh. We had 5 satellite offices. We had 12 drop boxes, and we added all this additional cost. And everywhere that van goes, not that it does an overwhelming amount of business, but everywhere it goes, we're sending 6+ people to set up and be there. And do this, and that's what's really frustrating to me is that, and we're probably going to see about 50,000 less ballots for this presidential election than mail-in ballots than we saw in 2020. So we've added all of this additional infrastructure and spent all of this money, and we're going to see about 50,000 less ballots requested through, you know, as mail-in ballots.
Hey Tom, great job, and I wanted listeners to know the Mr. Softy truck then. It did reach how ridiculous this is, how much of a slap in the face is that they didn't bring it to the county prison. Now, you've been engaged in this all day, Tom, but when you get back and when you're talking with them, we'd like to know how many have they detected any fraudulent voter registration forms, Tom? Because while you were engaged, the story's broken. Lancaster County DA, they found 2,500 they thought were suspicious. In this late dump, they've gone through them. They started to go through them. 60% of them are fraudulent, she said. And this operation doing this, they believe, is involved in 2 other counties in Pennsylvania.
I'm also talking with different groups, and we're looking into multiple things because I honestly have the same concerns that there is fraudulent out there. And I wish everyone would start talking honestly and say, yes, there is, and let's work together to unmask it versus certain, you know, people sitting there, commissioners or whatever it may be, and say, oh, no fraud happens. We have the best and perfect system. We know that's not true. And we should be working together as 67 counties across the state to ensure that our voter rolls are clean and up to date and taken care of, and not be playing these political games to ensure that we have people or have people on these voter rolls that are should not be voting or taking, you know, advantage of the system or doing fraudulent activities.
Yeah,
I've reported. I've showed where we have people dropping off multiple ballots at drop boxes. We're pulling videos, and they're being reviewed by the DA. So we'll see where that goes as well.
All right. Well, Tom, thank you so much again. I know you're doing your job, but this is above and beyond the call of duty. And again, the Mr. Softy truck. We will continue to spot this and highlight where they end up. And Tom, anytime next week, let us know what you're thinking, and we'll love to talk with you again.
All right, Tom. Thank you.
All right. There's Tom DiBella at the county prison. So the Mr. Softy van, after all this hoopla, there's still six or seven people there, apparently, for, what, 20 ballots of prisoners. That's a high priority. But they didn't dare bring the Mr. Softy truck. Where will it show up next, then? All right. Is it well-polished? Or are they Simonizing it? We'd like to know. It's amazing to me what we're facing here. All right, I hope you heard Linda Kearns give us the latest, too, on the voter registration fraud out there in Lancaster County. We're trying to get to our contact. I don't know about today, but by Monday, we'll have them on and name these other 2 counties. Now, maybe they're not naming them because they're wanting to get to the bottom of it and not alert the people that may be involved in 2 other counties. You can take your pick. I don't know where it would be. Lancaster County, would they be near Lancaster County, or could it be Philadelphia or Harrisburg or Pittsburgh? We'll see. All right, let me go to Jim in East Tarsdale on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Jim, thank you for the wait. Afternoon. Go right ahead.
Good afternoon, Dom. I have to tell you, I was hesitant to do the mail-in ballot. You know, after listening to you, I mean, I've been voting in person since 1977, and I actually did it this time, and I got to be honest with you, It was a great experience. I got my ballot on the 9th of October, and I mailed it the next day, which happened to be the 1,292nd anniversary of the Battle of Tours.
And, that's pretty good, yeah.
Yeah, and I just, I dropped it off, and I really feel good about that. People don't know what happened at the Battle of Tours. Charles Martel defeated the Muslim Caliphate at Tours.
Yes.
And at 732 AD. So I thought this was an appropriate time to drop the ballot.
Well, Jim, you know, I love it. A listener, you know, who every year looks at, hey, it's the Battle of Tours. Let me do something good for the country. I love that. I got to check my calendar. But Jim, you for doing that. You don't know how reluctant I like showing up on Election Day, et cetera. But
so do I.
The logic, you know what it really hit me is when this woman from Montgomery County, who would have been in great state Supreme Court, got beaten by this hack from Philadelphia, McCaffrey.
Right.
He was ahead 400,000 votes as we headed to Election Day for a seat on this. We're not going to be able to overcome that. You're done.
No, that was my thinking exactly. Yeah, you get, and so my family did the same thing. They all did the same thing I did this year.
Well,
so I'm on top of that.
It's going to pay off on election night.
Let's hope so.
Yep.
My question of the day is: I'd like to have Winston Churchill coach the kids. You just go with that speech that he gave in front of Parliament about fighting them in the streets, fighting them in the hills. Inspirational, man.
Absolutely. Thank you, Jim. Have a great weekend. Thank you, Jim. Yeah, Winston Churchill, that speech, particularly in the darkest hour when they show, who was it? Who made the peace with Hitler there? It'll come to me in a second. Taking the hanky out and daubing his head, that was a signal they could all cheer for Churchill then. It was compelling. You know, if that doesn't work, then the New World will come to our help. The British Empire will come to our help. He literally took them through that at the darkest hour. 855-839-1210. You get on board right now, though. It is time for...
It's Dobbs Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
That is right. Today we're playing for a pair of tickets to see the Brubeck Brothers Quartet on November 2nd at the Zlock Performing Arts Center on the campus of Bucks County Community College. What do we have, Henry?
Yeah, so Bruce has been the boss, I should say, Bruce Springsteen, has been dominating the headlines as of today. I'm going to go a little off that beaten path. I'm going to go with a different Jersey rock star today, Bon Jovi. Bon Jovi went number one today with his album Slippery When Wet on this day in 1986. So what I'm going to do today is I'm going to play a cover of Wanted Dead or Alive, and I want you to tell me the actor who is singing this song.
Okay.
All right.
It's all the same, only the names will change. Every day it seems we're wasting away. Another place where the faces are so cold. I drive all night just to get back home. Well, I'm a cowboy.
All right, who is the actor covering this song? He's the 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless just pushed pound 1210. We'll get a winner. Give you a couple more things that are happening before we get out of here today on Talk Radio 12.
It's the Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
All right, Dom's Money Melody. We have an actor covering this Bon Jovi song, 1986. It went big. Let's hear it, Henry.
Sometimes I sleep. Sometimes it's not for days. The people I meet always go their separate ways. Sometimes we tell the day by the bottle that you drink. At times when you're
all right, let's go to Robesier in Upper Darby on Talk Radio 1210. Who's covering that song?
Please let it be David Hasselhoff.
That was a good guess. You could always think of him for big in Germany, too. I never understood that. Good try. Drew in Upper Darby. Drew, who's covering that song?
Hey, Dom, thanks, man. We used to say this in the Air Force, a wag, a wild-ass guess. I'm going to go with Rob Lowe.
All right. Henry, let's give another clue here. You got anything else?
I mean, he's one of the biggest movie actors of this generation, if not the last 30 or so odd years.
All right. Ed in Penshawken. Ed, who's covering the song?
Kevin Bacon.
All right. Yeah, that's pretty big. Kevin Bacon's in a lot of stuff. All right, we're going to have to give even more of a clue. You got anything else?
Yeah, seriously. I think one of his most famous roles, which he reprised just a few years ago, was as a pilot. I mean, can I get it? Yeah, I don't want to give it all away, but a movie in the 80s, very famed role, and then he reprised it probably about 5 years ago.
All right. Mark in Northeast. Mark, that's a lot of a clue. What do you have?
Tom Cruise.
All right. That's Tom Cruise. Wow. Yeah. I put you on hold. You are the winner. That's surprising. Did they do a lot of stuff? He doesn't sound anything like Tom Cruise.
You don't think?
No.
Maybe because I have the visual in front of me. But when I started seeing him singing, I'm like, oh, yeah, that's Tom Cruise.
Okay. he's a winner. He's heading off to the Brubeck Brothers Quartet November 2nd at a place we really like, the Zlock Performing Arts Center on the campus of Bucks County Community College. A pair of tickets. Okay. We'll have the winner this week on the side question, too. We got a great one today. This kids thing around the birthday of Bobby Knight. All right. Now, idiots over at, The Daily Show. They are now comparing Trump to Hitler. You ready for this? And I don't have the, we'd have to have Germany. You need the visual. They're comparing Trump to Hitler by running side-by-side video of Trump and Hitler speeches. This is almost, I'm trying to pull it up and see it. They introduced a commercial parody in which the History Channel reminds its viewers that Hitler was bad, but Trump apparently thinks he did some good things. And then they have a literal Hitler, and then Hitler quotes put in with Trump, side-by-side speeches of Trump and Hitler. This, let's go back to what we played at the top of the show. On Sunday night, Trump is going to be at Madison Square Garden, an indicator of the closing argument, how much he's putting this campaign to rest, meaning winning in New York. And there's a lot of reasons he's going to Madison Square Garden. But Hillary Clinton thinks this is worse than the deplorables. This is cut 14. Here's Crooked Hillary telling us why Trump is doing this.
Cut 14. One other thing that you'll see next week, Caitlin, is Trump actually reenacting the Madison Square Garden rally in 1939. I write about this in my book. President Franklin Roosevelt was appalled that neo-Nazis, fascists in America were lining up to essentially pledge their support for the kind of government that they were seeing in Germany. So I don't think we can ignore it.
Can you imagine now, after the deplorable stuff? So she's saying, let's leave Trump aside for a minute. It always comes back to this. What they really want to get at, and they can't bring themselves fully. She did with the deplorables in one basket, in the other basket, is if you're going to this rally, you are a neo-Nazi, you are a fascist, you're a white supremacist, you love Hitler because you're going there to Madison Square Garden. And if they can find one idiot that says, oh man, I heard about this in 1939, I wish I was there, Sieg Heil, they're going to run with that forever. So that's all that matters. They don't get the grandiosity of Madison Square Garden with Trump in this campaign and the type of show that they will put on. Wow. Hillary was calmed down for a while. She's out now. Now it's back to the Fuhrer card. Wall Street Journal writes today, and I've been saying, that Tammy Baldwin in Wisconsin, Sherrod over in Ohio, and Bob Casey Jr., all are running ads. And we talked about Casey Jr. running that ad. I think we have it if you haven't heard it yet there. Let's see. 01, is it cut? We may or may not have it.
Give me a second.
Yeah, okay. All right. With Casey Jr. saying he agrees with Trump on trade and tariffs with China. By the way, the polling on tariffs now and what Trump has been saying cuts well into the 60s of approval, because the American public may not have gone to, you know, graduate courses in economics, but to them, they realize what we've been facing from China principally, and they want something done about it. And they don't like these American companies like John Deere pretending to be an American company, then getting a foot over the border, and then trying to come back in here and saying we're the all-American company. Really? And Trump is trying to use this as a lever against them in order to stop some of this stuff. All right, here is the Casey ad, though. Is Casey really like Adolf Hitler? That's what Trump is, right?
I'm a Republican.
And I'm a Democrat.
Our marriage, pure bliss. But on politics, we just don't agree. Except for Bob Casey. He's independent.
That's right.
Casey's leading the effort to stop corporate greedflation and price gouging. Casey bucked Biden to protect fracking. And he sided with Trump to end NAFTA and put tariffs on China to stop them from cheating. So in this house, we agree. It's Bob Casey who's doing right by Pennsylvania.
I'm Bob Casey, and I definitely approve this message.
Oh, Bob, he's animated there. I definitely approve this message. So can you imagine, is he signing up with Hitler here? Spending Democrat money on praising Trump, and he's in agreement with him on this? Or does that mean Bob Casey thinks Hitler had some good idea? I mean, which one is it here? God, it's endless. One thing that I'm really happy about, I've been talking about, maybe you think it's in the weeds, I don't. Maybe you agree with me. I have evidence now. I've said in the closing argument, look, we made the argument about inflation. We made the argument about the border. We're looking for something else with people who want to see how radical Harris and the Democrats are, and that is the transgendered stuff. You know, the stuff we've talked about illegal immigrants in jail, criminal, give them gender-affirming surgery, all that, that she still sticks by. Well, the Trump campaign has spent more now than $30 million on trans-focused ads, including one in Spanish. Ready for it? In the last 36 days. Now, I don't know who's listening over there to this show, but they're knowing the same thing that I'm knowing. This issue is a winner. Of course, we're hitting the meat and potatoes of inflation, immigration, any number of things with Harris that show her to be unqualified, but she's retreated on all these other things, the border, but standing there with the wall, the fracking back and forth. The one area where she's been firmed is the trans nonsense. And the reason is she's been firm on that because what will happen from the mob if she's not on their side of the party, same mob or a slightly different mob, that said, no, you can't have Josh Shapiro as your VP choice. We're going to tag in Walls. Nobody has said Walls as the little league coach since he's such a great football coach. Boy, I'd love to do an interview with that guy and ask him a slightly complicated football question just to see what he might say.
A hypothetical.
Yeah, hypothetical.
All right,
yes.
Third and eight.
Yeah. Let's go to Robert and Ben Salem on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Robert.
Hey, Dom Henry, it's good to talk to you guys today.
Good.
And I'll be quick. All I'm going to say about Hillary is that I really hope the statute of limitations for starting a multi-billion dollar federal hoax hasn't expired yet.
Yeah.
And that's all I'm going to say about her.
What are you, Forrest Gump today? That's all I'm going to say about that.
Yeah. Sometimes I go into character without even realizing it, Dom.
Yeah.
I'll get right to my side question because I know you're busy, though. I would want a coach that knows the game but is also colorful because I know firsthand that appeals to kids between 8 and 14. I'm going to go with Dick Vitale. I know his shtick has gotten a little old for some of us over the years, but I think he would be a perfect coach for kids to learn the game of basketball.
All right, pretty good. Thank you, Robert. Thanks very much. Ron in Montgomeryville, Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Ron, afternoon to you.
Good afternoon to you, Tom.
I did not vote early because I have someone. I'll just say it. My wife, she will not do it. So if I don't go with her to vote physically on election day, then there's a good chance she may not go.
I hear you, but you know what? I would say next week, put her on. I'm going to take a couple of minutes to convince her on so that everybody will be happy.
I like that. But as far as coaches go, and I was talking to your screen caller, your dad was a basketball coach. Obviously, you know that. He taught me. I can't begin to tell you how much he taught me, not only in the basketball end of it, but also in the life end of it. However, I didn't realize a lot of his discussions with me between seventh and eighth grade for CYO would come to fruition until I was married and had a child. Because I always think of him. And I called a long time ago and told you a similar story. I used the F word playing basketball. And he was angry. There was no question about it. But he gave me a talking to. And I learned about the F word. I can only say that I use it sparingly now. And I'm not proud of that from the standpoint of using it. But things that he taught me, I just know.
That's a great story. Well, I couldn't agree with you more, Ron. I've never seen a coach or... I'm biased, of course, but I've never seen anybody develop what he did just in the seventh and eighth grade and beyond. I mean, it's magical in South Philly to see that. Yeah.
He had patience of a saint.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Ron. Great story. Get your wife to call in next week. I'm going to work her over. We're going to make an example out of this. We've had a lot of people today that did vote by mail. This would be quite a challenge, though, since his wife doesn't want to do it. I know that. A lot of people have come along, and this goes way back to Liz Preate Havey, who was the first on the show as a Republican a year and a half, 2 years ago, maybe, to say, this is what we got to do. And I knew then people did not go wild attacking her. But it told me there was hope. And we're going to have Sean Parnell. He's the captain, right? Of the mail-in ballot in Pennsylvania on Monday, and we'll have Scott Presler, too. He's got an update on a couple of things and tell you where we are with it. It feels pretty good to see that people are listening to this. It's difficult, I realize. And we're all over this voter fraud thing coming out of voter registration fraud coming out of Lancaster County. Hopefully, we're putting it in proportion. We're not saying wild stuff, but we're going to see if the media is going to fairly report this and say, you know what, two other counties also. Are we going to hear it's a handful? Remember that from Martha Raddatz when she had on J.D. Vance? And Vance said back to her, you just hear yourself? Do you hear what you're saying? You should have said, you're in a $2 million house, lady. How about these people or poor people in Ohio? Excuse me, Pennsylvania, these other places that are inundated with illegal immigration suddenly. What about them? It's only a handful. And she says it again at the end. I would have kept on if I were Vance talking. Did they have to cut me off? Only a handful. Great line, though. Do you hear yourself? 855-839-1210. All right, we'll take more of your calls coming up. If you're just joining us, though, we had on Linda Kearns. We have contact, too, with the... people out in Lancaster County, the commissioner there, we know. See if we can get them on Monday. And we want to know who these other two counties are and who is the organization behind all this voter registration fraud. By the way, coming up, this group that is, I think, progressive has a big survey out, though, crediting Trump with breaking through with union workers, and those that work with their hands, building manual jobs. The Center for Working Class Politics, in a big survey, they lay out how Trump has broken through in this front. Isn't it obvious that Trump has broken through? But we go back to the four collar counties of Philadelphia again. this is where the issue is. Please, if we just don't get smoked in Montgomery County. If you missed it, Tom DiBella at the prison. Hey, there was enough public pressure. They did not bring the Mr. Softy truck to the prison. They still brought six or seven people, though, for 20 people in jail to be able to get their mail-in ballot in. Let's give that treatment to everybody out there. Why the prisoners? Why is that something that Democrats have to think of first? Hey, Halloween next week. Don't let mealtime or party planning frighten you. Just call our buddies. Call on our buddies at Captain Chuckie's. Pick up that fan favorite, the Smith Island Crab Cake Jumbo Lump. And don't forget the Mega Colossal Crab Cakes. Just delicious. Time to stock up. And all those other items. Soup. We're going to get a little bit colder soon. Soup. Great soups. I'm getting tomorrow in Flower Town, as I do every week, that Maryland crab soup. Oh, unbelievable. I try to stretch it. I can't make myself. It goes within one night. This is the perfect time, too, to check out all the other offerings. Desserts. Get a tray or two of all your fixings from Captain Chuckie's, soup, sides, appetizers. Only the highest quality ingredients. They're Gulf shrimp. That's the second biggest hit. Always wild-caught, never farm-raised. And then those delicious Dom rolls. So visit Captain Chuckie's today. Get all the locations and details at WeLoveCrabCakes.com. WeLoveCrabCakes.com. And if you're headed to the shore, visit Captain Chuckie's at theshore.com. Okay, it is Dom time. So just a quick blurb. This outfit, the Center for Working Class Politics here in Pennsylvania, right? They monitor union workers and those holding manual jobs, working with their hands and the like in Pennsylvania. And they say that the poll indicates Trump has scored high points with Pennsylvania's union workers, those who work with their hands, and Americans who are facing job insecurity. In other words, if you're a job insecure thing, you're definitely with Trump. If not so much job insecure, you might lean some people to Harris. But this is a left-wing outfit putting this poll out, talking about this realignment that ought to excite all Republicans, except the Mitch McConnells of the world and the Cheneys and others, that Trump has broken through. Will he hold his own enough in the four collar counties? I'm still convinced that's going to determine Pennsylvania. I think he's going to win Bucks County. I think he'll do okay in Chester County. He's not going to do well in Delaware County and Montgomery County, the belly of the beast. When you add them all up, because Bob Brady is going to be buying lobster. He's on Inside Story with me a week from today. I don't know if the bet will come up there.
Get that bib out. Get it ready.
Get the bib out that he will be, Harris will carry Philadelphia by 500,000 votes. Oh, man. There's just no way. Trump is going to have these incursion points in Philadelphia. Plus, they're just not into Harris coming out and voting. All right, let's go to John in Philly on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, John.
Hey, Dom. Love your work.
Thank you, John.
Listen, I'm a union plumber.
Okay.
I've been in and out of my whole life, around them all. We're voting Trump. Now, our BAs are, you know, they're Democrat, a lot of them, and they're telling us one thing. But, you know, rank and file, we want Trump. It's the younger ones that seem to talk Kamala, the ones in their 20s, so they don't really know too much. But, you know, they're all about abortion and weed, I guess, so whatever. And then the other thing is, here, this thing in Yardley and everything, and the FBI says it's fake. Who are we to trust the FBI, the people that are slow-rolling a presidential assassination? Really? We should have known what that was and know about it 2 weeks ago, 2 months ago. But they're slow rolling everything. We're supposed to trust them. And the mail, the U.S. mail, their union endorsed Kamala Harris. Like, really? Come on.
I know that's the case. That's the divide there. But, John, there's a breakthrough here. Everything's going to determine, though, by the four collar counties. You're right. Union members, every sign, everything we see. That's why the Washington Post today will not endorse the Teamsters. We had the guy on. They didn't endorse. They did the right thing. I think their union leadership. Listen, we know they can't endorse Trump politically. That would be suicidal for them. But saying we're just going to let it open to our members, that's fair. Without a doubt.
And it seems to be working because it's spreading like wildfire. We're tired of paying $10 for eggs and bacon. You know the deal.
Yep.
The suffering is nationwide. Wake up. And these people, I don't know what these people are thinking. They must be on the government payroll.
All right. Gotcha, John. Yeah. You have a nice weekend, John. Thanks for the call, though. Thank you very much. Yeah. Trump's going to do really well. And I think it would be a big victory if he wins Bucks County. If he comes within what? I'd have to look it up in Chester County. Monday, I'll tell you a little bit before we do the lightning round. We're going to invite Al Schmidt on the show, given this voter registration thing. Now, you know, he was just on, I know, but I think by Monday this is going to shake out a little bit more. Maybe Tuesday. I'll talk with Henry afterward. But Scott Presler is going to be on, and Captain Parnell is going to be on to give you an update on the mail-in ballot situation. We've had a number of callers today. Said reluctantly, but they did it. I'm glad about that. Your vote will be banked, and that's a big deal. All right, 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. We'll get a winner. Then we'll get a winner for the week here on Talk Radio 1210. One more reminder about FanDuel. The NBA is back, and FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook, wants you to catch all the action because right now FanDuel is giving all users 3 months of NBA League Pass. All you have to do is catch every tip-off and buzzer beater, place $5, and bet on the NBA. And then you'll be in on the action. I mean, a lot of great storylines this year. The NBA investigating the Sixers on Embiid, rightfully so. We have the New York Knicks, those obnoxious. One storyline I'm going to be following, are they going to come down here and buy up all those tickets? Are we going to let them do that again? We have the Bronny and LeBron story. Oh, my God. That's the awful one. But if you're new to FanDuel, all you have to do is just visit FanDuel.com/Dom. That's D-O-M to get 3 months of NBA League Pass courtesy of FanDuel. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA. And FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 1210 WPHT at the 21 plus. Present in Pennsylvania, after a three-month trial, the full price of League Pass will be automatically charged monthly. Cancel anytime. No refunds. Terms, restrictions, and embargoes apply. Limit one pass per customer. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? 1-800-GAMBLER.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
That is right. Dom's Lightning Round is sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo. Right now, lease a 2025 XC40 for only $435 a month for 36 months. See store for details. They always go the extra mile for their customers because relationships matter at Cherry Hill Volvo. Lightning Round, who do you want coaching at Little Acre High School in honor of Bobby Knight's birthday? Steve in Norristown. Steve, who's your person?
Billy Bob Thornton character, Coach Woodcock. No nonsense, no excuses.
Yeah, from the original Friday Night Lights. Yeah,
definitely. No, it's a comedy.
Are you thinking Bad News Bears?
Okay.
No. He just...
How many coaches movies was he in?
All right, we'll put that one.
He never took any excuses.
Okay. I don't know that one with... I know the other one. That's okay. Tom in Roxborough. Tom, who's yours? Yo, Tom, who's your coach?
My coach?
Yes.
My coach. I'm going to go with Sam Kinison from Back to School. Although he wasn't a coach, he was a comedy leader ahead of his time, and I think he would be the perfect candidate to inspire some kids.
Oh, my goodness.
Wouldn't want him yelling at me.
Great teacher. Yeah. Really seems to care about what. I have no idea.
All right, let's go to Scott in Mount Laurel, a real coach, a powerhouse high school team, who says he can get Dan Borowski to shoot 70% at the foul line. Impossible. We got to set that up. I'm telling you.
I'm up for the challenge.
How many months would you need?
Oh, I don't know. It just depends on how much he's going to practice, but it definitely can be done.
If he hits the rim 70% of the time, I'll take that.
Oh, man, is that bad?
Oh, man. I have more
confidence in Dan than that.
All right. When he's here, I'm telling you, Scott, I know basketball, but let's see what you can do.
Yeah, I would love to. That'd be a lot of fun to try no matter what.
Oh, yeah, we're going to. All right, who do you have, Scott?
I got Dick Vermeil. Great example as a person. Let's start with that. Will work the players hard, but, you know, cares about them and would be able to connect with them because of that genuine caring that he has.
He does. I mean, I give him that. He's a Hall of Fame coach, Earl in Tacony. Earl, who is yours?
Well, I don't have time for my Hitler story today, but I do find it interesting that Twitter says that you can't vote for Trump because he's a felon, but they want felons to vote for Kamala. So that's right.
In Montgomery County, don't vote for Trump. He's a felon, but we're going to the prison to get them to vote. That's right.
But my coach, I mean, six-year-old Pee Wee football, I think a Gunnery Sergeant Huffman full metal jacket would be perfect. Oh. I mean, what is your major malfunction? Did your mother not give you enough love as a child? I think those six-year-olds could probably beat the Eagles with him as their coach.
Oh, I'm sure that would work out well. Bill in Bucks will take his last call. Bill, who's yours?
Well, he was a coach in Philly, and now he's with KC, Andy Reid.
All right. I don't see that. Andy Reid's not the most patient.
I got to do a better job.
Yes, that's right. I didn't put that kid in the proper position there. All right, Henry, who do you like today?
Yeah, so I think the three that stuck out to me today were Gary in Newtowns, even though he didn't get to explain it. I think Scott Pressler had really energized some kids out on the field. And Ronald Montgomeryville's answer of your dad.
Right.
He was very heartfelt with that response and that answer, so I had to throw him in there. And then right there at the end, Earl with the Gunnery Sergeant Hartman, I mean...
All right,
yeah,
Ron,
that would fire. Let it fire under your
Yeah, I hate to be biased, but I got to say, Ron's call and the particular nature of it was great. So let's put him into the hat. All right, let's get the winners of this week.
All
the prize
right.
will be that copy of the Great Letters to Trump. What do you have?
Yeah, then? So Monday was a date, place, and time you'd like to be, thanks to Back to the Future. Gary in Newtown won that day with the day before his uncle died in 1958. Tuesday, something that won't fly in Philly, Joe of Exton, said getting rid of the Mummers Parade. That would never fly. Wednesday, what is a famous one name? John in Saratoga won with Geronimo! yesterday, someone you never want to hear from again, Donna in Malvern, said the 1-877 Cars for Kids commercial.
Great. Yep.
And obviously today, we just went with Ron in Montgomeryville of your dad. So, once we put all of these into the hat here... Ah, would you look at that. Number 5, Ron in Montgomeryville. You're going to be today's winner.
All right, Ron, you are the winner today for the week, that is. That's for the week. And Ron will get you a copy of a book that makes a great point. It looks great. It's a coffee table book, and it's pretty funny. Letters to Trump. We did our thing around that with Don Jr. And all these famous people like Alec Baldwin, Oprah, gushing over Trump. Where were they when he said he's going to run for office? Oh, we know where they are. All right. So as we head into the weekend, expect on Monday, we'll have a lot more for you on what happened over in Lancaster County, where if you missed it, the DA came out. Said, we're on top of it. 2,500 voter registrations that look suspicious. 60% of them so far are fraudulent. And then she said, and we believe this is happening. We're in contact, maybe the same group, with two other counties in Pennsylvania. She didn't specify who the counties were. I don't know if she'll come on due to this pressing legal, but we do know, well, the commissioner there in Lancaster County. This story... The moral of it is two things. This is happening. The media better report it. We will. And two, Linda Kern's point, the system stopped it. They're on it. Now, that doesn't mean there's not going to be more of this stuff, but they are armed. They're ready to go. They caught it. They're going after them. Now, I want to see them charge whatever the fullest extent of the law is this on every count for every one of these. Send a message. You want to go to jail for 20 years? You better not fool around with the election. That's the balanced way to approach this. And also, Trump Joe Rogan today, and then Madison Square Garden. The coverage of this due to the Hitler thing in Madison Square Garden, 1939, Hillary today says she wrote about this. I wonder if that was true or a little bit of puffery. By the way, I messed up. It was Neville Chamberlain I was searching for that appeased Hitler in what, 1938? So, Henry and Jim, great job today. Dan back with us, too, on Monday. Have a great weekend. Follow on Twitter at DomShow1210, at DomShow1210. And don't forget our buddy Riley Gaines in town on Sunday for that big event, women speaking out about the Trump thing down in South Philly at the arena used for the ECW. We'll have full coverage on that, I'm sure, too. Now, Richie always poised in the middle of all this to take you home with four big hours. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.